fighters. The other day in our Facebook group, contractors shared something that I wanted to bring here to you today. Before I do that, I want to thank you guys for being here. I want to thank you for taking a few minutes each day, those of you that are checking in with us each day for the 5 a.m. fight. And I appreciate all that. It means a lot that you give some of your time to what we're running my mouth on here today. If you'd be so kind, we'd love a review. We'd love you to share this with other contractors. We've grown this show over the past several years organically. We've got, I don't know, at the time of this recording, almost 350 shows recorded. You know, we don't do sponsorships at this point. I'm not saying we never will. I'm not going to make a commitment like that because you never know. I always look for the right partner and it just hasn't made sense. Okay. But till now, we spend several thousand dollars a month, literally, on my team and editing and our own promotion of it and all that other stuff. And so if you would give us a review, that would really help us get the word out so that we can live our mission, and that's bring respect and dignity back to the trades. So today, I want to share with you this post that this dude shared the other day and my response to it. And because I think it's important. I think a lot of people, whether you have this exact problem, you could probably relate and take whatever problem you're feeling or insecurity that you have. A lot of times guys are insecure about certain things. And this guy in particular, it sounded like he was. He says, here's a limiting factor that I'm very recently figuring out that I have. My belief system is that since I have less experience in the trades than others, that I can't run and compete with more established businesses. Okay. This is pretty common. I hear this a lot, or I hear I'm the new guy, you know, and I don't have the experience and all this other crap. How can I deliver a great product and a great service and all that other garbage? And it's kind of rooted in the same thing here, guys. But this person is insecure, is feeling this insecurity that he doesn't have a lot of experience in the actual trade of the business that he started. And by the way, this is a post in our free Facebook group. This is the type of shit that happens there. And so there are a bunch of replies and stuff, and they were good. I'm not ripping on anything. But my reply was this. I just typed, I see this as an advantage for you. Many with actual trade experience can't get out of their own way as a business person. You've got this. And that's where I stand on this, guys. Like, I want you to think about this. There are a lot of franchise owners out there. I come from the painting world. I know a bunch of people in the franchise world that own painting businesses. The most successful painting franchise owners that I know have zero trade experience because they're going into it not as a tradesperson. They're going into it as a business person. And because of that, they don't have the option to put the whites back on and fall back into the field. They instead have to figure out other ways to be a business person and make shit happen. And so I actually see it as a benefit. I'm not saying you can't have trade experience and be a great business person, because a lot of us do that. I'm just saying, guys, if you're struggling with something, if you're insecure about your lack of experience, again, in past episodes, I've talked about reframing shit, right? Okay, reframe this. Just go, okay, since I don't have trade experience, so what do I have? You know, I'm hungry to learn. It's going to cause me to be a better leader, a better listener. There's so many more benefits that you can find if you choose to reframe things. Another thing would be this, and then we'll wrap up here for today. Guys would be like, you know, I'm the new company. A lot of head trash around being new. What I used to say to people when I was new, people would go, how long you been in business? And you know it. I've been there. I've been tempted to, and I'm sure shit's come out of my mouth that probably shouldn't come out of my mouth, trying to make myself appear to be more established than I really was at the time. And then something clicked for me and I'm like, wait a minute, this is a good thing that I'm the new guy. And what I used to say is, yeah, I'm only a year old. I'm 6 months old. I'm 18 months old, whatever it is. I'm super young compared to a lot of the other guys, which means the benefit for you is that I'm hungry. I have to prove myself. I have everything to prove. I don't have years of being in business and a brand to rely on that would allow me to do subpar work and make it a less than great experience for you because my phone, you know, isn't ringing like those companies. So I have everything to lose here. Okay. And I have everything to gain. So that's why I think I'm a good idea. So guys, take control of that shit in your head. Okay. Start seeing these things that you could be limiting beliefs as actual advantages for you. Hopefully that makes sense. Guys, own where you're at. With that, I invite you to head to thecontractorfight.com/Facebook. Join our group if you're not there. It's free. It's a cool group. Put your big boy pants on. We'll see you there. Bye.